Now let's come here to this particular chapter, and we'll lift out some things through this section here. Chapter 33 opens on the same note. This is a stuck record as far as Ezekiel is concerned. Verse 1, again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, he doesn't want you to forget that he's not giving you his theory or ideas, but this is the word of the Lord. Now he says, son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their borders and set him for their watchman, if then he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Now again, he reverts back to the commission that he gave to this man, Ezekiel, at the very beginning. And he likens it to the watchman in that day. Here is a city. It's a walled city. Most of the cities of importance in that day, if they were subject to an invader, built a wall around. At night, they were appointed, which means the king or the ruler or those that were in authority, appointed a man as the watchman. And he was upon the wall and watched during the night. And I think during the night he called off the watches. All's well. And he looked out on the desert and didn't see the moving of any enemy. And he could say all's well. But the interesting thing was the false prophets were saying all's well, and the enemy was coming. They were too blind to see. Now this man here, Ezekiel, had given them the warning. Verse 6, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he's taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Now, the people are going to be judged, but the watchman will be held responsible if he doesn't warn them. Now, Ezekiel had to warn them. The false prophet said not. He'd done a good job. Now, again, verse 7, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me. Now he had fulfilled that commission, you see. Now he says here, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. You see, the responsibility of the watchman, and that's what we're talking about here, is to warn the wicked because they're going to be judged. But he is to give them a warning. Now, they didn't hear him. They didn't listen to him. But that's the only way that the watchman can actually clear himself. Now, that today means that the man who's teaching the Word of God is not required to get results. A great many people, they always say, let's get an evangelist that can get results. And if people see folk moving in a meeting, they think that if they're in the back and they come forward, that's good. And if they're forward and go to the back, that's still good, just so you get people moving. May I say to you that it's not the important thing. The important thing when a man is finished giving a message is actually not the result. Is has he given the word of God? Has he given them warning? And that is the important thing. Actually, the thing I look at is not the folk who come forward. It's the people that walk out after the benediction. Have they been warned? That's the important thing. We've been looking at the wrong crowd. And we say, oh, so-and-so gave such a sweet gospel invitation, and a lot of sweet people came forward. No decisions were actually made, but you know, we had a movement going on, and going forward and going backwards, going every direction. I remember when I changed in downtown Los Angeles, having people come forward, many timid people before a large congregation, and so we asked them to go to the back. We had a prayer room and asked them to go there. And I had a few old-timers that really got excited. And I said, what is your problem? And one said they should come forward. I said, do I understand you correctly? That they should go east and not go west? Well, they said, we don't mean it that way. Well, I said, that's exactly what you're saying. You see, friends, the important thing for the man who's giving out the Word of God's warning. Now, wait just a minute. Oh, I thank God when there are results. And we have literally hundreds of letters here now of people who've accepted Christ as Savior just through listening to the Word of God. I rejoice in that. But frankly, my business is to give out the Word of God. And I frankly want to make sure that the fellow that hears it and doesn't do anything, he's been properly warned. If he's not, I'm responsible. So that's the reason that maybe I give it out as I do, as this man has noticed and many others have commented on it.